HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Was a close vote in the Old Dominion, a vote with national implications.
Voters in Virginia have approved a congressional redistricting plan that could help Democrats win up to four additional U.S. House seats in this year's midterm elections.
We don't have the population of Northern Virginia.
Ruth Ann McCartney voted in South Hill.
As a rural area, we just need to be heard.
She was a no.
I just want to be even.
Tangerine Gost voted yes.
Democrats and Republicans. To me, it really, they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Joanne Lucy's theory?
I'm wondering if maybe it's just because of Trump.
But their votes may not be the final say. The question still faces legal challenges, including before the state Supreme Court. I'm Ben Thomas.
Virginia Republican leaders, including former Governor Glenn Youngkin, accuse the Democrats of advancing an unconstitutional process, one that will disenfranchise millions of Virginians. Sounds like the Iranians are severely testing President Trump's patience.
Iran opened fire on a container ship in the strait on Wednesday morning, and a second was attacked a short time later, according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre. Iranian state television then reported that the ships were in the Revolutionary Guard's custody and were being taken to Iran.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma. Ukraine's foreign minister says Kiev is pushing for direct talks between President Zelensky and Russian President Putin. The war drags on. In the meantime, Russian authorities say a Ukrainian drone strike in Russia demolished a residential building, killing a woman and a child. Ukraine has also developed long-range drones targeting Russia's military infrastructure. Stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 364 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 246. This is SRN News. Pittsburgh hosts its first March for Life.
It took place last Saturday near the University of Pittsburgh's main campus and drew nearly 1,000 pro-life advocates. Lydia Davis of Students for Life of America tells LifeSite News that the location of the event was no accident. She says, quote, "This is where the message needs to be heard. We're hoping to reach especially Gen Z on this campus with the message that women don't need abortion. That 28% of Gen Z were aborted." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. Besides eight House races, the campaign is also supporting Democrat candidates for Senate in Georgia and other states. This is SRN News. The FAA plans to upgrade outdated air traffic and safety systems and says it will take just 3 years.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave an update after Congress approved $12.5 billion to get it started.
Our people deserve the most technologically advanced air traffic control system, and that's what we are going to deliver.
If it's successful, the overhaul would cut down on delays and cancellations and add more capacity, replacing aging radars, radios, and networks, while adding surface awareness systems at 200 airports.
It's a big project, and we're going to make sure that we keep the airspace safe as we do an incredible overhaul.
Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump's nominee to serve as chairman of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, has told a Senate hearing that he has not promised the White House that he would cut interest rates. And President Trump has repeatedly urged the Federal Reserve to do so. More details, SRNNews.com.